Sorry, this isn't mine. A groundbreaking study at the University of Queensland uses a performance-based swimming program to help reverse motor neuron decline in young individuals with severe cerebral palsy. The university's ParaStart program aims to create a professional sporting environment for para-athletes, with participants attending up to 3 swimming sessions a week, along with strength and conditioning training. Starting with just 3 participants in 2017, the study now includes 27 participants, with no dropouts. Program leader Professor Sean Tweedy says, quote, "The longitudinal part is critical because most studies only last 6 to 12 weeks, or 6 months at the longest."
In national news, Woolworths has firmly denied accusations of land banking to block competitors from opening stores in certain towns and suburbs. The company's land acquisitions were examined during an inquiry into supermarket prices by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission today. Woolworths property head Ralph Kemler stated that the company's portfolio includes shopping centres, some of which do not have a Woolworths supermarket. An internal document from March 2023 revealed that Woolworths owns sites held for strategic reasons that are not planned for immediate development.
According to a new report from the Australian Institute of Marine Science, coral bleaching is continuing to devastate the Great Barrier Reef. Underwater surveys are showing unprecedented coral loss of up to 72% due to a summer of extreme heat, cyclones and flooding. The Australian Marine Conservation Society Reef Campaign Manager, Dr. Lisa Schindler, said, quote, "If Australia continues to pay only lip service to climate policies instead of taking concrete action, it will lead to further irreversible damage. We know what needs to be done. We need more action to battle climate change and stronger nature laws. Without immediate measures, we risk losing one of the world's most treasured ecosystems," she said.
In national news, the Senate has passed a motion to censure Lydia Thorpe for her protest against King Charles last month. Thorpe had interrupted the King's address to the Parliament, saying, "You are not my King, and give us a treaty," as she was escorted out of the Great Hall. The censure, which passed 46-12, called Thorpe's actions disrespectful and disruptive. Thorpe has ripped up a paper copy of the motion, telling reporters that, quote, "If the colonizing king were to come to my country again, our country, then I'll do it again."
2 undersea telecom cables in the Baltic Sea have been severed, raising concerns of sabotage by bad actors. The fiber optic communications cables that connect Helsinki to Germany and Lithuania to Sweden stopped working yesterday. Finland and Germany released a joint statement saying they were deeply concerned of intentional damage, saying, quote, "Safeguarding our shared critical infrastructure is vital to our security and the resilience of our societies. The damage could take 5 to 15 days to repair."
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It is currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4zzz.org.au/news.
Thank you for that. And also thank you for reporting on Woolworths.
Yeah.
Isn't it great now that, once upon a time, about a decade ago, Woolworths would have come out with a statement like that and everyone would have believed them.
It's good that they're finally being held accountable.
That's right. They do it. Like, and he can deny it all he likes, but the public know.
Yeah,
the public can see it.
Yep.
They see, like, Coles do it as well. And the other thing that they don't tell you about is I know my local Coles, it loses money. Loses money. But what happened was the developer held them, you know, said, "We're going to develop this. We're going to build this. If you don't come, Woolworths will."
Yeah.
And so they played them off against each other. Mm. And there's a store sitting there. It loses money. But the thing is, overall, Coles, you know, makes money overall. Yeah. And that store will end up making it a fortune because it's in the fastest growing area in Australia. Like Ripley. This is the Coles Ripley I'm telling you about, right? It loses money. Has had for years. But so what small and medium-sized business would be able to afford to do that?
Yeah, it's crazy.
None. The other thing that they do with those supermarkets, they talked about how they already own a few malls and things like that. What they do with those malls is that mall, We're going to build a mall there. Say Ipswich, somewhere out there. We're going to build a mall in 2 years, right? It's planned, right? And what they do is they'll go to McDonald's, they'll go to Subway, and they'll go, hey, we're going to open this mall in 2 years. Do you want to have a shop in there? Of course, McDonald's, they've got patience and that. What about Bill's Burgers? Mm. Am I ever going to be able to start up a small business? Never. You know, so look, sorry to keep you so long, but it's really exciting that you know, they're holding these corporate grubs to account. And there's others that do it. You too can do it at home. Just listen to the script laid out by Electronic Girl Epic. There's a language warning with this too, but I suggest you take their advice on standing up to Woolworths here on Workers' Power on 4ZZZ. Did I say language warning?
Yep.
There is. Here it comes.